Right now it's time for our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, the premier event of the LPGA Tour season, coming up just 1 month away at Trump International Golf Club right here in West Palm Beach. The 32 finest lady golfers in the world vying for the $1 million first place prize for advanced tickets. Actually, not so advanced anymore. You better act now if you want to go. You only got a month left. Log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or log on to ADTChampionship.com. And joining us now on the line is world-renowned golf course architect Jim Fazio, the designer of Trump International Golf Club. And, Jim, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Rush. And I know the answer to your golf question, but I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Absolutely. Say it. You know the answer. We, of course, are giving away a free pair of Sundog sunglasses, and we do have a winner who called in off the air. And the question was, Mike Weir, one of the endorsers of Sundog, only major championship that he has won is what?
Masters.
That's absolutely. Mike Weir, victor
Get
of the...
Jim some sunglasses, too.
Jim, I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to the folks at Sundog Eyewear and see if I can get you a pair of sunglasses. But congratulations, by the way, to Brian in West Palm. Gets himself a free pair of Sundog sunglasses for being the first correct caller in on the phone line. Sundog Eyewear, proudly worn by PGA players Hunter Mahan and Mike Weir and LPGA Tour Pro Paula Kramer. Your sunglasses choice for genuine performance, protection, exceptional style, and great value. Well, Jim, you know, we're getting awfully close, like I said, just a month away from the ADT Championship, November 18th to the 23rd at Trump International Golf Club right there in West Palm Beach. It's one of your babies, one of the courses of the many of great courses that you have designed over the years. Some of them, at least, are in South Florida. But when we get close to November each year, do you start getting excited knowing that one of your designs is going to be on the world stage and on television and the best players in the world are going to be playing it for the next week?
I do, and you know, it's the end of their season, but it's sort of the beginning of our season. We just opened up the course in October, and we groom it all summer, you know, make a little change here and there, add some more, you know, plants and trees so they can complain a little bit more about it. But they do a good job down there getting ready for this thing, and I think the girls really enjoy it.
Jim, when you're designing a course specifically for a big-name guy like Donald Trump, does he give you input on maybe not exactly how he wants the whole thing to be to be presented or to be laid out, but does he say, hey, I'd like, you know, a bunch of holes with high fades or hooks or something crazy? And do you permit that kind of input from guys you're designing for?
Well, on this one here, this was the first one that Donald has ever done, and he didn't know, you know, too much about golf courses being built. He did know buildings. So the only thing he really told me to start with, he says, I want a driveway that goes straight uphill so I can make it look like Royal Palm Beach Way because that's the most beautiful street in the world. And he said, I want a tough first hole. Other than that, you know, he just said, what do you need? Let me know, and I'll get it for you. It was that easy.
So he specifically asked for a tough first hole as opposed to maybe a tough last hole?
Well, no, he wanted the first tough hole to let him know where they were. You know, they weren't coming to a cream puff course, you know,
And that first hole was
easy
hard.
On him, yeah. And this and that. Donald's not like that. He said, if you can play, you can play anywhere, and you can play them all. All 18 have to be, you know, sensational holes.
World-renowned golf course architect Jim Fazio joining us here on the line. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment. The first hole is very hard. You got that sinuous creek that kind of crosses over from left to right, and then all the way up the right-hand side of the hole, you got that creek that kind of meanders, and the hole is elevated. So, you know, whenever I'm at the 150, I know it plays more like 160 because you're going up to the green. I'm curious, Jim, I'm sure you have a couple of favorites of the Trump International layout. What are some of your favorite holes?
Well, I usually pick a par 3, a par 4, and a par 5, and the one I like is number 7 is a par 3. No bunkers on it. The green sits, you know, along the lake, and it's angled from left to right. And if the pin's on the front, you need a 7. If it's on the back, you need a 6, and you can't bail out either way. Because if you go to the right, you're in the water. If you go to the left, you're over the green and can't make 3 from over the green. And then the other one I like is 14. It's sort of a northern-type golf hole where you're sitting up high, you hit down to a plateau, and then you go back up in the air, and the pin's sort of sitting in the sky. Most people like 15, mm-hmm. The par 5, they say that's just a gorgeous hole, which it is. And I guess that's my favorite par 5 on the golf course also. You know, it's just a good-looking golf hole.
Jim, have you noticed in your business, you know, with all the economic difficulties that we're having, have you noticed a downturn in the amount of people asking you to design golf courses?
It has basically stopped.
Really?
Wow. We have four projects, you know, going on overseas that are in the process, and one project that had three courses has been put on hold. The other two are waiting for permits, but with this climate, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen and, you know, when it is going to happen. So it's then I have one project that is being done right now up in North Carolina in the mountains, and they're actually selling property and memberships, which is, you know, unusual right now. But it's going to take a while for this to get back.
Jim, you mentioned that a couple of your projects right now are kind of awaiting permits, and that kind of jogs a thought in my mind. Obviously, different locales have different building codes and design codes and irrigation regulations and things like that. You know, which locales do you appreciate designing in most, whether it be because of the permitting or because of the land lends itself so much? I mean, where have you gone in the world that you've thought to yourself, this is a perfect place to design a golf course?
Well, you know, the United States is probably the best place to build it, but I just finished a course in Korea, and we're doing one in Japan, and you have to get the right land, and you don't get flat land in Japan or Korea over there. They use that for farming, so you have to go up in the hillsides, and then you basically have to cut out holes, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, extreme differences from one hole to the next in elevation, but sometimes you know, you get lucky and get a real nice piece of ground that just sort of flows. The rules over there, you need 30 meters between golf holes, which almost takes up 350 acres compared to maybe 175 to 200 acres in the U.S. One of their laws is you have to be 100 feet separated from fairway edge to fairway edge of the other golf hole. So safety factors are the biggest thing over there. And over in Europe, you know, they have green parties over there, and that's the only, they're tree conscious. You know, you have to get permits to take down trees and things like that, which, you know, you do here, but it's a little more tenuous over there to, you know, to get permits. It takes a little bit longer time. And they're not up to date with, you know, the golf industry like we are here in the United States.
Jim, do you ever drive around, you know, just sort of see a piece of property? I mean, is this something that goes on in your head, like when you're driving around, you look at something, you're like, man, this would be a great piece of property to build a golf course. And it could be anywhere. It could be north, south, anywhere. Are you always, like, on your architect, your mindset is always, like, looking for that stuff? Or once you sort of shut it off, you're done and, you know, everything just kind of looks the same if you're driving by it?
No, when you're driving, especially in different countries, when you're driving around, like we did a lot of projects in Rome, and Rome has some really gorgeous hillsides in the Tuscany area, even right outside of Rome, and you just picture what golf holes would look like. But, you know, some places there's great land for it, but there's no market for it. So you're always designing some place somewhere that's never going to happen. You say, man, wouldn't this be great? But you know, in your mind, it's not a reality.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. It's our ADT Championship Spotlight segment, the premier event of the LPGA Tour season, coming up just a month away, November 18th through the 23rd at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX. Or log on to ADTChampionship.com. And, Jim, every year when the tournament comes to Trump, are you there a lot? Are you there on scene day-to-day? Do you watch the rounds of golf, or do you watch it on TV?
I'm there almost every day. You know, I go at certain times, and then I go back at night to watch the final, you know, telecast on the television. But I enjoy watching. I actually get more out of watching the women play than the men, because you can see their swings a little better, and you know how they play, and they're more our type of player, the average golfer type player. I'm not one of these 300-yard drivers of the golf ball.
Well, when you designed Trump, did you know that it was going to an LPGA Tour event would be played there? Did you design it with women in mind?
No, I designed it, you know, for a championship tournament. You know, from the back tees, it plays 7,300 yards, and you know, we've never had the occasion to use those tees yet for a man's tournament or anything like that. But, you know, knowing Donald, he's always looking for, you know, a special event, a major event, you know, on any of his golf courses. And so, you know, with that in mind, you know, we built the hillside so that we could hold, you know, spectators for special events. And it's tough, you know, getting another tournament in Florida. There's so many of them now that the ADT, when it presented itself, was a special tournament. And it's the right time of the year for us, so it doesn't interfere with members.
Well, you make a great point in regards to pavilion-type design. You know, Pete Dye kind of popularized that about 25 years ago with Sawgrass up in Ponte Vedra, and I think Trump is a perfect example, especially, you know, the bookend holes. When you think about number 9, the par 5 coming back to the clubhouse, there's that great hill and the walkway right there to the right of the green. You know, that's always a place where thousands of fans kind of congregate to see the groups coming in after they're, you know, making the turn after their front 9 and then going across the clubhouse to number 10. And then number 18 is exactly the same way, but the hillside's on the left of the green as the hole kind of dog legs to the right with the water on the right. It's a great course for fans to walk and to be, you know, taken in the golf tournament. It's easy to get from hole to hole. It's not like it's, as you mentioned, 300 acres from one hole to the next. It's much more compact than that, and it's a great venue to see a tournament. And we are, of course, very much looking forward to the ADT Championship edition number 2008, just a month from now at Trump International. And we'll hopefully see you out on the course in a month, Jim. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Okay, Russ. Thank you very much. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Jim.
There he is, world-renowned golf course architect Jim Fazio, designer of Trump International Golf Club, joining us here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's, of course, our ADT Championship Spotlight segment just a month away. For tickets, you can log on to ADTChampionship.com or call 888-LPGA-TIX. That's 888-LPGA-TIX, or log on to ADTChampionship.com.